The time is 13 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
So I needed to send money to my sister Malawi, and I needed it to get there fast. No delays, no complications. Then I used Ecobank Rapid Transfer. I sent money through the mobile app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
Voice News, the Global Link.
Global 8235 Ministry Center founder urges parents to promote extra reading and writing lessons for children. LCC procures 282 double-seater desks for Linda Community School through CDF. And President Tinubu doubles down on reforms as 2027 race begins. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Global 8235 Ministry Center founder and executive director Tracy Murray has called on parents and guardians to encourage their children to take extra lessons in reading and writing in order to boost their academic confidence. Ms. Murray says children who are equipped with good reading and writing skills are able to participate effectively in school activities and perform better in class. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Osaka, Ms. Murray said extra lessons can help children understand their schoolwork more easily and improve their confidence levels even while in class. She explained that many children struggle academically because they lack proper reading and writing skills, adding that parents and guardians have an important role to play in supporting their children's education outside the classroom. Ms. Murray further urged families to invest time in helping children practice reading and writing at home, saying this will contribute to improved academic performance and better communication skills among learners.
And we're encouraging the artisans to borrow books and to go home and read to their children. Reading to your children is the single most indicator of success in education. So a child who's read to every night or most nights will advance at least one grade ahead of their peers who are not read to. So here's a shout out. Please, 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 please read to your children. If there's money available, invest in books and read to your children each night because it's so important for them.
District electoral officers in Muchinga province have held the peaceful manner in which nominations were held in various districts in Muchinga. Zanis reports that Chinsali district electoral officer Zakeo Mbao said the nomination process in the district was indecent free. Ms. Mbao has since thanked stakeholders and political leaders for ensuring that the nomination exercise remained peaceful throughout. He also disclosed that five candidates successfully filed their nominations for the Chinsali mayoral position. And Mafinga district electoral officer Joseph Nonde saying they just ended nominations for parliamentary, council chairpersons and councillors in the district was fair and free from violence. The Lusaka City Council LCC has procured 282 double-seater desks for Linda Community School in Munkolo Ward, Kanyama Constituency, through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Linda Community School is among several educational institutions across Lusaka districts that have benefited from government support under the CDF for the provision of school furniture. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the procurement is aimed at providing a conducive and comfortable learning environment for pupils in line with the government's commitment in ensuring universal access to education. Between 2022 and 2025, approximately 20,000 school desks have been procured across the Saga district through the CDF, thereby enhancing learning standards and broadening access to educational opportunities, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today. She has therefore urged learning institutions requiring additional infrastructure, including science laboratories, classroom blocks, perimeter wall fences and ablution blocks to prioritize such projects and submit applications for funding under the CDF during the designated application window. The Council has reaffirmed its commitment to implementing community-identified developmental priorities with the aim of improving the quality of life for all citizens. Aspiring candidates for National Assembly, Mayoral and Councillor in Kabombo District in Northwestern Province have drawn up a campaign timetable for their political rallies ahead of the campaign period, which runs from May 23, 2026 at 14 hours to August 12, 2026. Speaking when he addressed aspiring candidates, political parties and election agents in Kabompo, District Electoral Officer Kajimo Kahinga urged aspiring candidates to adhere to the Electoral Code of Conduct. Mr. Kahinga said parties should follow the campaign timetable during the campaign period. He also called on aspiring candidates and political parties participating in this year's elections to report any issues related to conflict to the District Conflict Management Committee for the election to be free and fair. In African news, officially endorsed for a second term, Nigerian President Bola Tinubu is leaning heavily on his economic record, defending painful reforms even as soaring living costs continue to test public patience. Nigerian President Bola Tinubu on Sunday defended his economic reforms as he formally secured his party's endorsement for the 2027 presidential election, arguing that current hardship is the price of rebuilding Africa's largest economy. Speaking in Abuja after being president of the ruling All Progressives Congress, Tinubu acknowledged the growing frustration of millions of Nigerians struggling with inflation and rising living costs, while insisting his government remained committed to long-term recovery. Coming up shortly, deal with U.S. not imminent, Iran says. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Red Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Iran says some progress has been reached in talks with the U.S., but a deal is not imminent. Foreign Ministry spokesman Ismail Bakai's remarks came after U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said an agreement could possibly be reached on Monday. The Memorandum of Understanding reportedly involves a 60-day ceasefire extension, reopening the Strait of Hormuz, and a plan for further negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. At the weekend, President Donald Trump suggested the sides were closing a deal, even though he later said he had instructed negotiators not to rush into one. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Global